of you an amazing future for women in leadership.
That was Dr. Melinda Yeomans, coordinator of the Women's Resource Center, welcoming over 200 graduate, undergraduate, and high school students to the first annual Women's Leadership Conference.
We're covering a lot of different aspects of women's professional development, women's leadership, and just good leadership in general.
The target participants were women in the STEM fields, or science, technology, engineering, mathematics, as well as business and agriculture. In the past, these fields were thought to be predominantly held by men, but the organizers want to encourage women to reach for the stars in their career.
And also to kind of change some of that cultural inheritance that says that we should sit at the side of the table or we should be getting the coffee instead of sitting at the table with great male leaders.
Undergraduate Samantha McGrath from Ottawa, Illinois, saw this as a great way to network and learn from professionals.
I came here to just kind of meet new women and try to become more well-rounded.
The women had their choice of 16 different presentations on a variety of topics to teach women to be proactive in their careers.
A lot of it's very engaged and engaging the students to come up with, recognize, and realize their own aspirations and ideas about what's great leadership.
NASA engineer Mallory Johnston served as the keynote speaker. She says that conferences like this will give women the confidence they need to be successful.
It plants the seed that there aren't just natural born leaders, but that it's a skill set, that it is another tool in your toolbox.
I'm Benji Jeffords.